God is looking for people who make choices similar to the tribe of Issachar. Those who, because they understand the times, will go against the flow of the majority and follow Jesus even at great risk. Saying we give our lives to Christ and actually acting like it day after day is two different things. Sort of like having wisdom and doing wisdom are widely different. One of my favorite among unsung heroes is found in 2 Samuel 17, when David had gathered his people and left town because his treacherous son Absalom decided to take over and was looking to take David's life. King David quickly gathered those who were still loyal to the crown and beat feet out of town. When Team David had traveled a pretty good distance, still having managed to escape Absalom's army, there came three guys who showed up with all sorts of good stuff to sustain the king and his house. 2 Samuel 17, 27-29. When David came to Menahem, Shobith the son of Nahash from Rabbah of the Ammonites, and Machir the son of Amiel from Lo Debar, and Barzillai the Gileadite from Rogelim, brought beds, basins, earthen vessels, wheat, barley, flour, parched grain, beans, lentils, honey, curds, and sheep and cheese from the herd for David and the people with him to eat. For they said, "The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." It must have looked like a wagon train carrying all that stuff, and it must have been God who got them there. Menahem was a camping place and then became a city near Jabbok, beyond the Jordan River. It's where the angels of the Lord met Jacob in the way, and he said, "This is God's camp." And from then on, it was called Menahem. David and his people found themselves as fugitives, running to escape Absalom, who wanted to kill David. They had stopped to rest and make camp there when Shobi, Machir, and Barzillai, who was 80 at the time, showed up with provisions. Those three guys were running a huge risk. They had to weave their way with wagons and supplies through Absalom's soldiers, going fast enough to get ahead of the soldiers and catch the fleeing David. I figure they must have been hidden by God and been given Holy Ghost speed to do what they did. I have wondered, who were those three men who took such an incredible chance? With the exception of Barzillai, who is mentioned as having been honored by David in chapter 19, there isn't anything much said of the three in Scripture. But we can possibly draw some conclusions of their character by simply looking at their names. Shobi's name means transporter, a man who had the means to move things in bulk, probably in wagons. Hidden in his name is rescue and restoration, humility and generosity. Machir is next, and his name means salesman, a guy who knew how to get stuff. Hidden in his name is the power to actualize potential, meaning he was the get-her-done type of fellow, also a humble and generous man. And then, Barzillai from Rogelim. His name means man of iron, or to say he had a strong constitution, a thinking guy with valor and hope, who also was humble and generous with an open hand. So, based on that, we could say when King David was at the camping place called God's Camp, the Lord sent rescue, supplication, and hope to help in their time of need. They were essential and came at a pivotal time, which was also right on time. What they brought in the time of need was no small provision. They even brought beds. Somehow they knew what they needed to bring with them. The transporter, the salesman, and the iron heart took a terrible risk, but the Lord led them through all the traps to make the delivery of provision. It was a tipping point in David's favor during Absalom's campaign against his father. The Lord's hand was against Absalom, and in the Lord's wisdom, he allowed the treacherous son's hand to play out in order to defend David and his loyal people. Those three, Shobi, Machir, and Barzillai, are unsung heroes. No one pointed them out that we know of after that, for they are exclusively God's to lift up at the appropriate time. They were available, and the Lord used them, for the Lord is always searching to raise up a people who are ready and are willing to lose their name and be mightily used.